This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. A spokesman with France's government said on Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron will have a call with U.S. President Joe Biden in the next few days amid a diplomatic crisis triggered by Australia's cancellation of a submarine contract with Paris. France said on Friday it was recalling its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra over a trilateral security deal also involving Britain, which sank a multi-billion-dollar order for French submarines. The scrapping of the contract, struck in 2016, has caused fury in Paris, which claims not to have been consulted by its allies. The Australian government, however, says it had made clear its concerns for months. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge world leaders attending the UN General Assembly this week to take urgent action on climate change ahead of a climate summit in Scotland later this year. Johnson is set to co-host a meeting on climate change with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday. The two will discuss the need to help developing countries mitigate the impact of climate change. Britain is hosting the COP26 Climate Summit from October 31st to November 12th in Glasgow. The conference is billed as a crucial moment to make binding commitments on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but it's not yet clear if Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend. COP26 stands for the 26th Conference of the Parties. It's to be attended by countries that signed the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, a treaty that came into force in 1994. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci said Sunday that millions of vaccinated Americans will probably eventually need a booster shot to stay protected from the coronavirus. Fauci told NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday that he expects the real proper regimen to eventually be two shots plus a booster. But Friday, a panel of U.S. health experts rejected giving a third Pfizer dose to all Americans. They did recommend a booster for people age 65 and older and those with serious health issues. The panel held off on decisions about boosters for people who have received the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines, but Fauci said a decision on those vaccines is only a few weeks away. The mayor of Johannesburg, South Africa, was killed in a car accident as he returned from campaigning with South Africa's president on Saturday, just over a month after being elected. That news came in a statement from the mayor's office. Jaladi Matongo was returning from a voter registration drive in Soweto Township ahead of local elections when the accident occurred. President Cyril Ramaphosa said in a tweet, "It is hard to comprehend this tragedy, given the vitality and passion with which Mayor Matongo interacted with me and the residents of Soweto so shortly before his death." Matongo's predecessor died of COVID-19 complications in July. Matongo was elected on August 10th. Matongo was born in Soweto and took up student politics at the age of 13. He was 46 when he died on Saturday. Matongo's office said more details on the accident would be released, quote, in due time. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's party on Sunday blamed incompetence after the opposition's first ever primaries were suspended due to what organizers said was a cyber attack. Voting in the primary elections to find a candidate to challenge the conservative longtime premier was suspended on Saturday after a system crash just 2 hours after the polling started. Opposition leaders blamed Orban and the government for an attack, saying the government got, quote, scared that masses of people wanted to express their opinion, and vowing the, quote, historical process would resume on Monday. After years of bickering and a string of landslide losses, the diverse opposition has united to seek to push Orban from power in elections scheduled for April next year. Polls so far indicate an unpredictable parliamentary election, the first time since Orban came to power in 2010. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.